Call the March 19th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Butthart.
Is excused.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dendria.
Here.
Commissioner Leon.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You can feel free to spread out some more if you'd like, but it's all for whatever your comfort is. This probably, by the way, is the last meeting before we're probably only going to be holding common council meetings from now on. Okay, item B is approval of the regular meeting minutes in the March 5th meeting. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
Holds in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to a certified survey map for Stephen D. Weidenfeld Land Division. Mr. Martinez.
Okay. Good evening. No public hearing tonight. So this is the subject property. It's approximately 1.8 acres. And the applicant is proposing to subdivide this property via certified survey map into two lots. The two lots meet the zoning district standards. However, this lot is not served by central water. It's served by central sewer, but not water. So in that case, the UDO requires a minimum area of 40,000 square feet and a minimum lot width of 150 feet. So considering the area of the subject property, 1.8 acres, and the lot width, that is 230 feet, is not possible to meet this requirement. So that's why the staff is recommending denial. Adjacent properties has an area, a lot width below this requirement, such as this example, this is a CSN, but it was recorded in the 87. So it was predates the current UDO that was approved in 1998. So staff recommending denial because the two proposed lots do not meet the requirement of the UDO when the lot is not served by central water.
Question from, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, in this we can see the green line, that is the sewer, but the water is on 51st, so that's why it is not served by central water.
Mr. City Engineer.
So let me make sure I understand this correctly. So the slots could be approved, recommended approval, if A, the applicant were to extend water from 51st Street to serve the lot, or B, they approach Common Council and Common Council agrees to extend the water main.
Yes, but in the project narrative, the applicant is requesting to serve this lot by private well.
Mr. City Attorney.
With regard to the city engineer's comments, and I am aware because the interim planning manager sent me a copy of back in 2017, a property under similar circumstances, a CSM was approved subject to the council denying water. And I did, was told that I was somehow involved in that, and I did check all the archive records and everything and found absolutely nothing other than the pro forma, what the legal secretary does versus looking at the issue. This time around, the interim planning manager requested a review, and what the Unified Development Ordinance provides is that, yes, there are circumstances where public water is required for a residential district under the UDO. However, there are exceptions whereby if the property owner applies or requests the council to extend water and the common council denies the request, under some circumstances, that allows for service to that property and development of that property by way of private well. However, one of the conditions to the exceptions is that provided, however, the foregoing exceptions do not apply in this zoning district if the property is less than 40,000 square feet, and that's what's happening here. So I reviewed this upon that request back on or around February 7th, shared it with both the assistant city attorneys. They both agreed, no can do. And I'm understanding that the interim planning manager did inform the applicants of the situation.
Yes.
So that's that.
So staff's recommendation is appropriate?
Yes.
Any additional questions? Is there action regarding this item? We need to deny it, right?
Well, we need to deny it.
So based on that information, I will make the motion that we deny.
All right, the motion is to recommend denial of the certified survey map application as the map provides for a lot less than 40,000 square feet in area for which public water supply is required pursuant to the Unified Development Ordinance 15-2.0103B.3B, and public water supply is not available to serve this property. Is that your motion?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Your second? Microphone's not on, but it is indicated as your second. Any other discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item D2, Oak Single Family Residential Subdivision Development, a final plat application. Mr. Martinez.
This is the subject property. It's approximately 20 acres. The applicant is proposing the final plat. The preliminary plat was approved in August 2018. The proposed plat has 16 residential lots and 4 outlots for stormwater management and conservation, and the plat is connecting the Cambridge Drive from north to south and Warwick Way from the east to the west, connecting to 92nd Street. On the review comments that the staff sent to the applicant has addressed 13 of the 14 comments. So there is one request that the applicant is requesting the plan commission approval for drainage easement along the north of the property, because the preliminary plat resolution has a condition that the applicant needs to provide a 30-foot drainage easement along the northern property line. So the applicant is proposing the 20-foot drainage easement outside the utility easement. The applicant has provided a letter from the engineer, so, and staff is recommending approval of this request. Finally, staff is recommending approval of the final plat.
Mr. City Engineer, what's your opinion on that condition?
You ready to say something else?
Okay, well, I'll say something else then. Mr. City Engineer.
There's been a lot of discussion the past couple months, so actually at least last month, on there's a wetland. It's shown in Outlot 2. The adjacent properties, there's lots of other homes surrounding this wetland. It's continued to grow. So after looking into what the UDO says as far as how to deny it, and based on that, I guess I'm would like the rest of the commission to know that we're okay with being buildable lots, and the fact that when the drainage design was approved, zero increase in total volume was sent to that wetland. So we're not just talking a zero increase in flow rate, we're talking zero increase in volume, and everything else had to be redirected somewhere else. So based on the fact that this development is not adding in theory a single drop of water to that wetland, that's okay to approve based on that condition.
And there's a condition relative to the north drainage easement. Any issues there?
Yes, that is.
What's the condition?
It's on the staff report, page number 2. At the top of the page number 2, that is the condition of the preliminary plat. So the applicant is proposing the 20-foot drainage easement instead of the 30-foot drainage easement.
Can I have a clear def? Is it possible to get a clear definition as to why they don't want a 30-foot instead of a?
Yes, because in the preliminary plat, they propose the 30-foot drainage easement. But staff requested that this drainage easement has to be outside the utility easement. So the 12-foot utility easement plus the 20-foot drainage easement would be a total of 32.
Thank you. I recall the conversation now. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with this then. So.
Fine with what?
Allowing a 20-foot.
Okay, so we're going to strike. What condition is that?
Okay. That's all right.
Any other questions for the staff?
It is not in the resolution. We're just requesting the plan commission approval.
It being the 20-foot or the 30-foot?
No, the change to the 30-foot easement is not a condition of the resolution. So we don't need to remove.
The applicant would like a 20-foot.
Right. So we don't need to remove any condition from the resolution.
Okay.
The resolution references 20-foot?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. It took a while to get there, but we're there. Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving a final plat for Oaks Estates subdivision at approximately South 92nd Street and West Woeful Road?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item D3. 5100 LLC Land Division. This is a certified survey map for Andy Kular at Andy's gas station. This is a carryover from the last meeting. We had some items that we asked Mr. Kular to come back with to complete some requirements. Welcome back, Andy. Mr. Martinez.
Yes, this is the proposed assignment on the Andy's gas station to create 2 lots. So in the last meeting on February, staff was recommending denial for five reasons. So, and the applicant submitted additional information on March 17, even that the deadline for additional materials for this plan commission meeting was March 9th. So with the additional materials provided by the applicant, including the calculations for Lamsky surface ratio, floor area ratio, and a Lamsky plan, so this information addressed the first and second reason for recommending denial, that was the Lamsky surface ratio and floor area ratio. However, the other three reasons for denial are still outstanding. So that's why staff is recommending denial. However, if the plan commission wishes to approve, we have provide an updated resolution dated March 17 with updated condition of approval.
The three reasons, the three conditions that were not met are?
Requirement for natural resource protection plan or letter stating that there are no natural resources on the property. We need information on how DCSN will fit with the previously approved telecommunication tower. And the other reason is that the applicant has not provided information from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation on the setbacks along Ryan Road. That is a state roadway.
Mr. Kular.
So, thanks for the speaker.
pull that a little closer to you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for listening to me. These 3 points, first, the city is asking for the natural resources. First of all, it's not a wetland. Okay, I have asked my environmental company to give me something. They don't do that. Surveyor, I talked to North Shore Engineering. They don't do it. So, I mean, if only the city is looking at one line thing from me that there's no wetland, that's not a problem. But it has no relevant right now for any development right now. Second thing is, city is asking me about the survey due to the tower. The people who got approved for the tower had all the survey. So I don't know why I have to provide the same thing when city already has the records. The third thing is asking DOT setback. More than me, city should know how much setback should be from Ryan Road, because city is also adopting whatever the state law requires or state highway requires. And again, I'm imposing to the city, right now I'm not doing any development. When I do, then if city and state comes in the picture and asks me 40 feet or 50 feet should be the setback from the Ryan Road, I understand that. But these three small things are minor, and it should be considered that it's not important right now to just to get the CSM approved, because it has nothing to do right now. I'm not developing anything. I'm just requesting the city. It took me almost 7 months. Up to now, I am here. Then again, everything, I call the DOT. It goes to voicemail. Nobody calls you back. I mean, I talked to Mr. Martin today afternoon, and he said, call DOT. I call, leave a message. And with this coronavirus, I don't know when they will be open and when I will get. It means if they are closed in March and April, so we are looking like June or July. So I will be almost 1 year behind just to get a CSM approved from City of Franklin.
Do we get credit for being here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, that's, we really want to help you. Yes. Unfortunately,
that's why I said thank you for listening to me today. And this is the thing. Landscaping thing, I understood last time. And Mr. Tony made the drawings, and we did submit to the city.